Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm here with special guest today, the Reverend Bob Levy.
That's right.
How are you? Good. It's the day after the election. The shocking victory of one Donald Trump is now the president of the United States.
I wouldn't call it shocking, truthfully. I mean, I thought it was going to happen. People were fed up, and that's the way it is, you know? And the only people that are upset are these spoiled college kids who get money from their parents to go to college, and they cry like little fucking pussies. And if we did that when we were younger, what would happen to you when you went home to your father?
If I ever sat there and cried to my father about stuff I wasn't getting?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would, you know. Just throw you into the corner and say, shut up.
Yeah. Or just fucking smack you and say, grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
You puss.
Life's not easy. I remember hearing that a lot.
Yeah, that's what it is. You make your own fucking life, you know. And the whole thing is that, you know, these kids, I mean, what the fuck do they, what more do they want? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want another 100 channels to watch on TV. Oh, wait a minute. We don't watch TV anymore. I could do whatever I want. I could pull up any type of entertainment on any device in my hand. You know, I mean, come on. They were protesting, hey. Right? The college kids were protesting the victory of Trump.
Yeah. But the whole thing is that I was saying these kids today could not be in the military. And it almost should be 2-year mandatory, even if they don't go overseas, to get trained and taught how to grow the fuck up.
I've been quoted as saying that, you know, in Europe and a lot of Scandinavian countries, Sweden, you know, there's a mandatory 2-year military service. And you said, depending on your specialty, if you're in school and you're learning medicine, and guess what? They're not going to put you on the front line with a bayonet. You know, they're going to probably put you in the the hospital or the medical part. Of the actual operation of the military. But, you know, that's why, you know, when I was growing up playing soccer, you go to Europe, you go to play there or something, and you were like 15, 14, you know, like little putzes, and these kids look like men compared to us. Because, it's like a regiment. These people, they don't sit in their room and play video games all day. They run around, they go get fruit. You know, I don't know. What do you do in Europe? You know, you climb a mountain.
Yeah.
You run up and down the streets.
E. coli.
Yeah. E. coli.
Yeah. Well, it's just weak. It's no matter what, all these celebrities that were leaving now, are they leaving?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, I guess. Amy Schumer, Jon Stewart, and Cher said they were gone. If Trump's elected, we're out of here.
Yeah, and Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
And so many. More Jesus Christ. And I believe Amy Schumer said today that if people really want her to leave the country, they're racist. You said it, you stupid fucking twat. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, no one.
You know what I mean? How insane is this fucking woman that she can change her mind 100 times and people still kiss her ass because they want to be on her movie or TV? You know, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm a man of my word. I'm not going to say something unless I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? So I agree.
Exactly.
You know, I agree.
Yeah. She's the one that, you know what I mean? Maybe we should drop her on fucking, Iraq or something.
Yeah, that's all we need, more refugees. Yep. We can't take her. We have to come to America. Get rid of her.
She talk about meaty vagina.
Oh, I never seen a woman talk about her vagina so much. Jesus Christ. I mean, Allah.
How can somebody have so much power in this business and so little talent? That's what it makes me laugh, because I don't care. I mean, I do my own thing. I don't care. I don't want to be that part of, you know what I mean? John Stewart's just a little whiny fucking Jew that probably had, you know, great growing up, you know, the best schools and that shit. A guy that I could probably punch and knock through a wall for 20 feet. You understand?
Yeah.
And he's talking like a man. If you're going to talk like a man, fucking talk like a man.
It did seem today, as I was driving around, I had to run some errands, I had to run to the office. It just seemed there's a lot of people out there that had a look on their face like they just ate a shit sandwich. You know?
Well, they didn't eat a shit sandwich. This is the best thing that can happen to this country, and you're going to see, because we have a few months to kind of, you know, get everything together. You know what I mean?
I think this comes from just people, like you said. Listen, the reason the election ended up the way it was is because, although you can say whatever you want about Trump, the people that don't like him, is that when it came down to it, there's a lot of people that says, are we really going to put Hillary in control of the free world? I mean, Trump is, you know, you could say whatever you want. Okay, the guy said this, he's that, he's whatever, whatever. But at the same time, you're going to put this person in control?
But Doug, the whole thing I tell people, it's the people around him, Pence, and just go from there. All the people that he's going to hire that are going to be working with him, he's not going to be making, he's going to sit there and listen to everybody tell, you know, these are specialists. What they do,
and this was the same thing we had heard when, by the way, and here's the thing, I believe that more often as somebody who's done something, got things done. You know, that's the thing about when people get things done. You know, they're like, you know, the art of the deal. You know, this is a person that knows how to work and get things done, right? I mean, that's obvious. You know, what was Obama's background? He was a social worker or something, Yeah, but he said the same thing. They said they were going to get he was going to get all these well-known economists and these people together so he can make a decision. And, you know, sometimes decisions aren't just about it. Sometimes making a decision isn't just about being educated, because that's all we heard about. You keep hearing these newscasts and everybody saying, this was the difference between the uneducated white voter. And I'm like, there's a lot of educated white people that voted for Trump. You know, I have a degree. I voted for him, you know.
The whole thing, it's not white, black, it's like, you know what I mean? It's America, you know? When you start opening things like that and specializing that, okay, you're the Spanish voters, you know? I mean, it puts you in a different class.
But that was the thing that bugged me. Every time you're watching this, you're like, oh, this is like, you know, this is the uneducated people coming out. And I'm like, you know, what it is there's a lot of people out there, everyday people, that are sick and tired of whiners, complainers, welfare, all this, like, everybody just fucking complaining all the time that they need more, and everybody's, I don't want the government to wipe my ass. You know what I mean? I'm tired of this shit. We don't need the government to wipe my ass. I need the government to have a road for me to travel on, make sure I have electricity and running water, right? Police, fire. You know, all that kind of, that's what I need government for.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go to a fucking library and go to the Dewey Decimal, go to the Dewey, whatever the fuck it is, the card catalog, and try to check. I don't need the government. If I'm going to renew my license, I don't go to a stupid DMV anymore. I end up doing it online.
I know people. I don't do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, guiding government.
It's like somebody that would argue with me all the time about how Trump's going to be a mess. And I said, I really want to talk to you. And he goes, I feel bad for, the gays. I have Scott Pressler on my show who is gay.
Right.
And I have Sarah Torrent, who's from, you know, Syria, and she doesn't, they don't want these people here because they're going to kill them. You know what I mean? You got to say, when you come over here, you got to say, okay, this is what our country is about. Do you, would you like to be part of this? And they go, no, we want to, the Muslims to take over. You don't let them, you know what I mean? It's simple as that.
Yeah, I can only live under Sharia law. Well, guess what? Live out, stay where you're at. You know, next, who's next?
You got to start hurting feelings again. You know what I mean? All these fucking blowhard fucking comics and actors and that shit. Cher's promising, Madonna was promising blowjobs. I mean, is this where the teeth end?
Yeah.
I mean, you're real respectable to show kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you can do to get ahead. And, well, it actually well, goes together.
Yeah, you but could. You could. It's could happen.
Grace. Yeah, that's why a fucking bagel boy was tapping your ass.
Well, they said, you know, it's interesting because they even mentioned in one of the ABC broadcasts during the election night that, you know, this is an end to the New World Order. You know, Illuminati and believers, the New World Order, where everybody comes together. We all have to deal with, like, you know, like what happened with England and Brexit. England says, fuck you. We don't want all these fucking people coming in here. You know, these fucking guys, they're going in here and they want Sharia law. We don't want that. You know what I'm saying? Get these fuckers out of here. They don't want that. So that's why England said, fuck it. And that was another big surprise when that happened, because England didn't want it. Everybody thought, oh, they're gonna stay in the European Union. No, they're not. Because there's a level of intolerance that when people expose to something, they realize that there's something bad there. It's not going to work. So this
exactly.
This is not a question of globalization. Everybody talks about losing jobs and they don't want this. Well, guess what? If you don't want that, then you really got to become nationalistic. You got to get back into the thing where America's got to be great again. We got to worry about America. You can't complain about losing jobs when NAFTA's been signed and jobs go all over the fucking world. You got to do things and you got to take care of things so that it makes it beneficial for companies to use and work here. Find factories here.
You know, all these celebrities that are leaving, I'm sure we can sell their houses and basically build places to the vets. You know,
that's right. If John Stewart leaves, what we should do is his house should be turned into a Ford motor factory.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Hey, I mean, listen, you're right. These guys. Anybody who leaves, your property now will be donated to a new manufacturing plant. So, hey, by the way, it was interesting because most people, of course, you know, Trump and Russia, you know, it's almost like, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, would it really be bad if the United States and Russia kind of got along a little bit?
It's the best thing to be friends with your enemies. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're not your enemies if you treat them right. And, you know, and Iran's already crying because of the way they think the deal continues through the next presidency. They're already crying about that, but that's not the way it works. Sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting what's going to happen with that. And, you know, I thought it was funny as hell. The night of the election, the stock market, the stock market futures were down almost 1,000 points. And every time they said it, you could tell the liberal media, people were like, oh, see, they're like looking like, oh, my God. And then, of course, we closed the day almost up, 300 points or something. I got to look. You know, it was just amazing. And because people look, it's the sun will come up. It's, you know, nobody's that bad. People on Facebook posted, oh, my kids are going to school. They're worried. They're this and that. I go, blame yourself. You're a terrible parent if you think that the President Trump is going to take your kid who's been living here for 15 years, going to take him out of his fucking school. That's just ignorance.
It's stupidity, too. It really is stupidity, you know. And that's what this one guy was telling me. He's like, oh, you know, I worry about this Spanish kid that I helped teach. Because he was on my ass all the time about how Trump is bad. And I go, I really want to talk to you. Because I want to know all about you. And he said he's upper middle class. And he's talking all this shit. And he goes, Arab people are getting beat up in big city, you know what I mean, and this. And I go, no, that's not true. Because I get that information basically before the news, okay? I'm around all the big cities. I know when, when, you know, there's a threat at a school. I know when there's anything, you know, to do with ISIS or ISIS-related people.
Well, I'll let you know something. In Port St. Lucie, the shrine or the mosque. Yeah, the mosque. So the mosque where the guy who killed everybody at that Pulse nightclub in Orlando, he lived in Port St. Lucie, the mosque, somebody burned it down. Which,
it's angry. You know, people get angry and do shit like
It's payback. It's payback in a sense. You know, someone said, hey, look, your guy killed all these fucking kids. And now what we did, we burned your mosque that would housed him. It's not our fault. Well, we just want to let you guys know that maybe next time you're going to pay a little more attention to your flock. Maybe next time, if you're worried about the fucking ceilings being lit on fire, maybe you'll be a little more observant with the fucking people that are in your own mosque. You know, that's the idea.
That's why they should be, you know, everything should be tapped. You know what I mean? We are at war with them, whether you like it or not. We're not at war with Muslim, with ISIS that sneak in. So basically, you know, if they sneak into that, we can hear the talk.
Yeah. Well, I did
with the mafia.
Yeah, I hear you. I just disagree with like surveillance shit like that on anybody. But it was good that Russia feels good about it. Also, you know, Duarte, the guy who was the leader of Philippines, who basically told he told Obama to go fuck himself. You know, the Philippines are basically wanting to join China. They're like, they have, you know, the United States and Philippines had this great relationship, and now Duarte, this one guy's in there, and, you know, they're cleaning up all the drug thing, trades there and everything. And everybody said, we don't need America. Fuck you. We're going to go to China, which he then came back and said, maybe I was a little haste. You know, maybe I was a little out of line. But he says he's looking forward to working with Trump.
And there's other people. And the whole thing about with the wall with Mexico, you know, actually what Trump should do, I would go, you pay for your side of the wall, and we'll pay for our side. So basically, we're splitting it.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah, so you like it's like if you live next to a neighbor, and you could just really put up one fence, but you're like, look, who's going to put up the fence? We border, so what? I'll tell you what, we'll have to get two fences, and we have to spend double, but hopefully it's a better fence.
Yeah, well, so we do it like that, and basically it helps both countries.
Right.
Because the drugs, the killing, you know, they come back, they sell the drugs here, people die. People are criminals here that'll kill anybody if you try to stop them. And the same thing over there. So why not? You know,
so what
put
you're,
an end to that.
So what you're saying is if somebody is illegal and they're in the middle of committing a crime, that they'll kill somebody because they don't want to be deported. Obviously, they're going to fight for their life. So, you know, listen, I'm against illegal immigration. And if anybody in this country says, oh, I don't mind if illegal immigrants are here, then you're fucking retarded. Several years ago, my neighbors, two young kids, it's an Armenian family, in the middle of the night, the FBI and black SUVs came in with black combat outfit, grabbed the guy out of his house because he wasn't legal. They lived in. They were from Canada or Armenian, and you know the United States government came and took the person. Now, you know, I understand that if there's a 16-year-old Mexican girl in high school and she's studying and everything and she's there illegal, somebody didn't go through the proper procedure. You know, you don't want to just yank her and throw her back into the streets of in Mexico. You know, okay, you know what? Maybe you know what? Here's what to do. She's the family's got fucking 3 months, 6 months, whatever to get her legal. Yeah,
there should be a fine. There should be a fine, and that could, you know, if you're here illegally and you want to be legal, and you know, there should be a fine for being here illegal that you have to pay, or your family has to pay.
Yeah, you don't think you're going to get that much money out of families for that, though. I mean, you're going to get caught up in legislation, this and that. Forget fine. These people just have to become. If that's it, they have to go through a stringent process. They got to get things done. They have to have shown. Look, okay, you can't just say you've been here. Like, so you've been going to school, you've been doing this great. But if you've just been sitting there, you know, drinking beers in your back porch, you know, and selling drugs and stuff like that. And you can't show any, you can't even show a tax return, and you're 29 years old and you're leaving here illegal, and you don't show any type of value to society. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. And if you have La Bamba on top of your TV, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know. And if you, you know, listen, you know, some people are great. You know, I mean, if people, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't, if you're here illegally, but you're a productive citizen, then you should stay. If you're here illegally and you're a criminal, or you're taking advantage of the system, then you need to get the fuck out. It's not that hard. It takes a few, maybe take a year or two to vent and to go through that. But let's clean up. Anybody who's here illegally should not be here illegally. All countries have the right to secure their own citizenship.
And we're the only ones that you're allowed to be illegal. And I don't get it. And yeah, basically, you know, if you're illegal and you're doing good in this country, I think we speed up the process.
Right.
If you're a troublemaker, you don't come in.
Yeah, we'll make a process. We got to take a break, by the way. And yeah, that's it. It should be, look, okay, you're illegal. Here's what it is. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you got to show us to stay and come up with the goods. If not, get the fuck out. That's
it. The whole thing is, Trump is not here to break up families. He's here to stop illegals coming into this country and killing our kids with heroin and fucking and gangs and fucking people that come over here and do rape people. It's facts. It's not, you know what I mean? People, a lot of illegals have killed Americans after being arrested four times. How does that happen?
Right.
That's corruption.
Right. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And?
And the Believe Me show with me. Whenever the hell we do next show. But I'm here with you, Dougie.
All right,
I got
dude.
You back.
That's cool. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show and the Red Bob Levy show.
That's right. I just got to say something. I seen probably the stupidest thing ever. I mean, I don't know what they teach you in college, or you just sit there and do nothing and whatever. But somebody was complaining about Trump, and this girl said that this is going to be the start of World War II.
Again.
Basically, we only had one. You know what I mean? I mean, when do you learn that? Fifth grade? Maybe.
Like I mentioned this earlier, it's like everybody, it's so easy to program the kids today to thinking something. And that's what's scary about the media and everything. You know, it's like they believe, it's almost like they believe something if it's said to them as if they witness it themselves, even though they just heard it. Like they'll have a belief about something, they'll stick to it. And then here's the problem with that, and this is affecting our society. Sometimes people will get, they'll have this fucking ridiculous belief about something because that's the way they feel, that's the way society, that's the way the drift, that's the way the lemmings are going. You know, they're just following everything and, oh, you know, this is bad or whatever. Okay, good. You know, and then they'll believe that. And then if you say anything opposing to that, you know, they're like, oh, well, you're uneducated. Yeah, they love people saying that you're uneducated. No, motherfucker, I got a bachelor's degree. You know what I mean? I've got $1 million in a retirement account. Don't fucking tell me I'm uneducated, you stupid douche. But everybody do that. They go right to that. Oh, you're not educated. You just know what you're talking about. Why? Because I don't agree with you. You mean you got to be intelligent to agree with somebody? That's a level of intelligence when you agree with people.
Yeah, I mean, like, no, Black Lives Matter are gonna start shit. But, you're not getting, you know, if the guy's still going to be paying them or whatever, you know, come on down to fucking South Jersey. Come on down here and see how fucking tough you really are, you know? Come on down, you know? You're just fucking troublemakers that have, you know, you don't want to work. You want to cry about it, you know? I never fucking, you know, like I said, you make your own life, you know? Life doesn't make you. You make your own life.
Dude, this is a generation of American Idol that they think if they're going to just go out there, they're going to take a photo, they're going to take a selfie, and they're going to look so great that they want everybody to realize that they're great, even though they have not done shit.
Yeah, that's why, you know what I mean? You know, you go to school, it doesn't make you smart, okay? You open your mouth, you prove you're stupid. And that's why somebody from the football team puts their dick in your mouth, okay? Because you try to sound intelligent, and she goes. Somebody said it was who's a hokey pokey guy, whatever. Cyrus, the girl, she was crying. She goes, Hillary should be our president. Maybe the next. She'll be 75 years old.
No, let me.
You know what I mean?
If you guys don't realize this, let me just say something. The Clinton era is dead.
It's dead.
It's done. It's
the greatest thing that could ever happen to this country.
It is the end of the Clintons. You know, Clinton,
the corruption.
What will the Clintons do now? I mean, it's done.
I guess they're moving to fucking Canada with Amy Schumer. I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to all live in a commune.
Then that's what they should do, you know? It's like, look, if you said you're going to leave, go fucking leave, okay?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Have a backbone for once in your fucking life, okay? You fucking coward pussy fucks. And that's what pisses me off more than anything, that they open their big fucking mouth and then they'll be like, oh, it's racist if you want me to leave. Now, we want you to leave because you're a fucking untalented bag of shit. That's
right.
Why.
Right.
Because you said you're going to leave and now you're not.
Right. Obviously, Bob's is not a big fan of Amy Schumer. Now
I'm talking about Jon Stewart,
Listen,
if you can open your fucking mouth, then get the fuck out of there.
I agree with you here, because here's the thing. And again, I'm big on character. And, you know, you're really not, by saying that, what you're doing is you're projecting. When people say that, they're projecting dominance, and they're projecting that they have things in, they're in control of their life. In other words, they're not going to tolerate anything because they're bigger than that. So they make this announcement. They make this ultimatum,
now you're going after Amy, you know, saying, you know, she's bigger than that.
No, I'm just saying that they think they're, and the only reason they say it, because they don't think there's a chance in hell that the person will become president. In their mind, they're thinking this is never going to happen. So I'm going to go ahead and say this because
Doug, the problem is they think they have enough people behind them that are going to fucking vote. You know what I mean? How does it feel to taste your foot, your own fucking mouth, you babbling fucking, you know, L.A., I wish it would just fucking slide. You know, California would just slide, just go into the ocean and fucking.
Just have the big one. Just have that big fucking earthquake. And let it slide into the ocean, and then the big great white sharks will eat all these fucking pretentious people.
Well, that's what it is. I don't think a shark will eat somebody in fucking tight tennis shorts, but I'm saying let it just go away. Nobody has to die. Just let it slide off. Let's get rid of it,
right.
You know?
Well, and I would hope that everybody at this point, now it's over. It's done. That's it. The fucking election's over. You can't whine and cry about it. After the game, you lose or win. You can't say, oh, fuck this. The refs were this. No, just fucking you won or lost. Move on. You know?
Exactly. And, you know what I mean? Do we have instant replay?
No,
we don't. Shut the fuck up.
It doesn't matter. And like I said, I don't give a fuck who's leading this country. I really don't. I'm more concerned about what the fuck I'm doing. And I think everybody needs to worry about that. You know,
yeah, and what the leaders are going to do to make it right, too. I mean, that's a big thing. There was nothing. Obama didn't have a fucking plan. He had a destruction plan. But did we sit through it? Yeah, we sat through it, and we took a beating for it.
Yeah,
for many years.
Yeah, and I spent about $20,000 in insurance premiums.
Exactly, and people wanted. You know, I'm voting for her because I want her to be the first woman president. That makes no fucking sense, you stupid fucking person.
I gotcha. Hey, by the way, shifting gears, the market did finish up 256, almost 57 points yesterday. But here's the best part about Election Day, because that, you know, wasn't just that. By the way, the Republicans took over this House and the Senate. So the good thing about what's going on now is that people think that the Democrats are going to do the same thing the Republicans did to Obama. Guess what? You can't do it. There's a majority in both houses. So what's exciting is there might be some shit getting done. You know, Obama's talking about developing infrastructure and things like that and really spending money on that. He made fun of JFK. You know, it's like going into a third world country when you go into JFK airport. And, you know, that's a lot of good shit. Maybe get more work, do this kind of stuff. You know, bring down taxes, eliminate some of the loopholes. Let's make taxes simple. And again, let's make America great again. But part of the election that was one of the biggest parts of the day. And I put this on my Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. I said that, you know, in Florida, if you're upset about the election results, the good thing is at least you'll have a legal way of coping with it. Weed in Florida has passed where we're going to have medical marijuana.
Yeah, we don't have medical marijuana here. I guess it didn't pass or whatever. But the whole thing is, what I would do to, you know what I mean? These people do have, you know, they do have some knowledge of how to run things. I would, if I was Trump, I would hire Obama as something.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah, I would. What would you put him in charge of?
Holding a lantern in front of the house. No, I basically, you know, I mean, the guy can go out there and talk to people. You know what I mean? He is a good speaker. And I think if, you know, that's how you get everyone together. We need him to say to the African Americans, it's okay. You know what I mean? I think they already voted and proved it's okay. But, you know, we can use somebody like him to basically show that we're all going to work together. And
I think
the only color that's in this country, everybody, is only there are only three colors. And that's red, white, and blue.
There you go.
If you don't want to be that color, then get the fuck out.
Yeah, let's not talk about it anymore. Just, again, like I said, worry about yourselves. You know, whatever it boils down to, the minute you expect special treatment for any reason, there's going to be somebody on the other end resenting it. So, you know, that's like yin and yang. You know, if you want to be treated special because of something, or you want an advantage because of this, or you wanted this, you understand, fine, if that's given, that there's going to be someone somewhere else that's not going to get something that's going to resent that. So even while you're filling the hole in one idea, you're helping somebody's life, you're fucking somebody else. So
that's why somebody posted something that they're still upset that Justin Guarini didn't win the first thing. And what's her name? Did. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like something like that. It's like fucking, you know, what was it, American Idol? You know, the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, oh, my person is just bullshit. It's fixed. You know, the only thing that should be fixed is you, you know?
Yeah, just worry about yourself. And stop making excuses. That's the big thing. That's what, you know, if anything, I hope that would be the message that's being said. Stop worrying about what I'm saying or doing. What are you doing? You know, don't judge me. Like every time you get in a discussion with somebody about, you know, you say something about anything, like, oh, well, you know, they ask, well, why don't you like Hillary? Well, like, I don't like her because of this. Well, Trump, did. I go, motherfucker, we're talking about Hillary. We're not talking about Trump. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't talk about my ex-wife and then compare it to my other ex-wife. You know, it's like everybody is their own situation. I don't have fucking time for that shit. You know? By the way, I am excited about this because we got to take a break soon. Americans overwhelmingly said yes to marijuana on Election Day, and I'm sorry, but you know what? Jersey has medical marijuana, but you got to go through all kinds of things to get approved for it. But they do have medical marijuana at this point. Supporters of California's Proposition 64 celebrate a victory of marijuana users for recreational use. The war on drugs took a decisive turn on Election Day. California, Massachusetts, and Nevada voted for legalized recreational use. That doesn't mean you have to be wearing a baseball hat when you're smoking.
No, but it just works. It's going to make more money to bring in. It takes the drugs. It's not even a drug. I'm not even going to call it a drug. I'm going to say it takes it out of people that are bad.
Yeah. Voters in.
And that's
the way you want it. That's the way you want it. Voters in Arkansas, Florida, and North Dakota also passed ballot initiatives legalizing medical marijuana. So we're happy here in Florida about that. Although some of my friends are like, hey, I don't smoke anymore, so this kind of sucks.
Yeah, but the whole thing is the ass-kicking that Clinton got in Arkansas was ridiculous. And that's where, you know, that was where they were from, right?
Right.
The beating, they double numbers, I think he beat them. Yeah, you know?
You know, I thought it was funny when you were watching on election night, how, like, everybody kept saying, oh, well, listen, you know, only 50% of Michigan's in right now, but, you know, there's a lot of Democratic areas there that still got to vote, and there's going to be a lot of Democrats. Oh, well, it doesn't seem like many Democrat votes came out of that area. Like, you know, everybody, like, they were so fucking shocked. You know, and you know, our friend Peter Leonard here made a great point on the show the other day. He goes, I'm driving around my own neighborhood, you know, I'm on the road a lot, and, like, and do I see more Trump signs or did I see more Hillary signs? And I can easily tell you that I saw a lot more Trump stuff out there than I saw any Hillary stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So that's why it wasn't that surprising, like you said, about the whole election when it came down to it.
I really wasn't after maybe an hour into it. I go, he's got this. You know what I mean? When he already had the lead in his little ones, and I was like, okay. Look at the numbers here in Ohio. They're going back and forth. They're going back and forth in Florida. The later it goes on, the more he's going to take the lead. I knew that.
And it was interesting to watch. Like, I was watching ABC's coverage, and they had a nice, I liked it the way they did it. And they had, like, there was this God bless her, there's this one black woman that was sitting there. Like I said, she looked like she ate a shit sandwich. She was not happy. And then, oh my God, when they showed the people at the Hillary camp, right, yeah. They rented that big hall with the ceiling, the glass ceiling, like they thought they were going to win, and, you know, finally a woman president, and, you know, but everybody's sitting around like they didn't get picked for the date at the prom.
But the guy sent them home. The guy went up there. I was up all night. He sent them home. John, whatever that prick.
Podesta.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. He went up there and goes, well, it's not going to happen tonight, and then he sent them all home. Meanwhile, Hillary was calling. Donald Trump to say, you know, you won, yeah, you know, congratulations.
Yeah.
And my next thing is to get rid of CNN, to basically take it. There's no reason for 24-hour news, okay? Especially if you're going to bullshit.
Right.
Okay? We have enough news. We don't need that. That's my next thing, is to get that taken off a cable or have people remove it, because you can remove certain stations.
Yeah, so no more bundles.
I'm going to really put that out there and get that done.
So Bob Levy wants to get rid of CNN, so everybody sign in on Twitter at the Rev Bob Levy and say, hey, no more CNN, no more Wolf Blitzer. What a douche. Who names their kid Wolf? Anyway.
I know.
By the way, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show and...
The Bob Levy Show, which will be coming back soon. I got to talk to my gang.
Oh, yeah? I was wondering. I haven't seen any posts lately. But in the meantime, you get to hear me and Bob. And by the way, we'll come back with some stories and ridiculousness right after this.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it, or just find them to be odd. By the way, Bob Levy couldn't make it back on this part of the show, so thanks for Bob for joining us. Something came up, and that's what happens in the world of podcasting. That's the way it goes. But, you know, Bob's definitely not an Amy Schumer fan. And you know what? You know, people said it. They're going to leave. If Trump gets elected, they're going to leave. And, you know, I don't care if they come or go. Who cares? But, you know, and that you're, you know, you're just, it's like that liberal belief, like I'm going to draw a line in the sand. Well, if that doesn't happen, oh, well, I'm not going to really, I just said that for no reason to try to act like I knew what I was doing. But I didn't. So on the break here, I was on Facebook, and there's these protesters outside the Trump Towers and stuff. I mean, they were talking about, and you know, it's amazing that, okay, that's fun, you know, that's good. Let's all get together and chant, and I think their chant was, we fight back. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know what that means, we fight back. I mean, somebody gets elected president, I mean, it was kind of close, but you know what I mean? And considering how terrible Trump's supposed to be, you know, the country still voted for him over Hillary, you know, but you know, they're out there and they're protesting like, oh, we're going to fight back. What? He's the president. Why don't you worry about your life? Like I was telling her, worry about your life. You know, that's that everybody's so worried about everybody else, what everybody else is doing. What do they have? What do I want that too. You know what I mean? I deserve better. I should have the same things that person has. You know, I have all these issues and everybody should understand. You know, I look back at this, you know, like America's not great. It's always been great. Like they say America, Trump's critics would say, hey, why would you say America's always, it's great now, you know what I mean? But then at the same time, like Black Lives Matter and stuff says, no, it's not great. We got inequality. So we're not even going to stand up during a national anthem. So it's kind of, people are admitting it's not great. But when it comes to the election, oh my God, no, you know, you don't know what the fuck you're dealing with. Listen, I'll be honest with you. You know, I voted for Trump. I just can't vote for Hillary. I look at Trump and I hear he's a big mouth. He says things, whatever. But hey, you know, again, it's what we do. It's not what we say. And that's what it came down to. You know, and I don't trust Clinton. There's just too much shit going on there. Fucking, that's what it came down for me. So you voted for whoever you wanted. I voted for who I wanted. I can do whatever the fuck I want. If you're not happy with that, then fucking eat shit. I don't give a fuck. If you care more about what other people do and why they do it than what you're doing yourselves, then you have a void in your life. That's the way it works. You have a void in your life. If you go through your days more concerned about what somebody else is doing and why they did it and how come you aren't doing this and why, worry about yourself. It's hard enough to get through the day, to get through everything I got to do on a daily, day-to-day basis to make sure my family's taken care of and my own responsibilities as a fiduciary and my profession. You know, all these things. It's hard enough to just go through the day and just try to make sure I get everything I want to get done, to not have to worry about what somebody else is doing or thinking. Why did you do that? Oh, my God, I can't believe you did that. What's the matter with you? Look, you know, people do stupid things. And I, you know, and again, I was nervous, you know, when this thing is, I'm like, oh my God, you know, but then I just kept saying the same thing when I was worried about this election. I'm like, it is what it is, man. Whoever's the president of this country. And you know what? We need a change. This way of welfare and just, you know, everybody matters and you got to matter if you're going to matter. You want to be a citizen, upstanding citizen. You can't just float along and do whatever the fuck you want when you screw up, not be expected to be spanked or being called out for it. I have the freedom to do what I want. Yeah, but if you do something fucked up, then someone's going to point it out. Don't cry about it. Jesus, everybody's so uptight. Anyway, here's somebody who accomplished something. Man looking for a sea cucumbers finds missing nuke instead. What do you got there? I don't know, but it's glowing. I mean, I've seen sea cucumbers. You know, I take showers at the gym. I mean, you know, who goes, you know, I guess they're worth something. I don't know. Sea cucumbers? What happens if you leave a sea cucumber too long in the sea? Does it become a sea pickle? Man looking for sea cucumbers finds missing nuke instead. A man who went diving for sea cucumbers got more than he bargained for when he swam straight into a nuclear bomb. But so unexpected was Sean Smenchinsky's find off the western coast of Canada that he initially thought it was a UFO. Now, the Canadian Navy has been dispatched to see if the diver's explosive claims stack up and really has found an errant atomic bomb. You think somebody would have like put that on their like checklist or like their list of inventories? Hey, how many atomic bombs did you leave with? Oh, I had two. Wait, three? I think it was two. It could have been three, but it could have been two. If proved right, Smenchinsky may have inadvertently solved one of the biggest mysteries of the Cold War. What happened to a nuclear bomb jettisoned by a U.S. aircraft in 1950 just before it crashed? Ah, now we know where that one was. Smenchinsky claimed he recently went diving in a remote area close to Pitt Island off the coast of British Columbia using an underwater scooter. I'm sure they rent those somewhere on the corners in Miami. Scouring the sea bed for sea cucumbers, on the last time he stumbled across something he couldn't explain. I found this big thing underwater. Huge, never seen anything like it before. Quote, I came up telling all my buddies on the boat, hey, I found a UFO. And then everybody drove off with the boat without him. Boy, look at the size of that thing. I actually have a picture of it here on the story. It's the way it looks like one of those floating, looks like a torpedo, like the balloons you put out when you're having to sail somewhere. I don't know. You can understand why you think that's a UFO. Sea cucumbers. Hey, I went to go looking for sea cucumbers. What'd you find? I think it's an atomic bomb. Was it ticking? Well, I'm just happy when I find 10 bucks in my pocket after I wash my pants. Here's a story that kind of pissed me off. Because it happened in Queens, New York. And it's a story about a sucker punch. For those of you don't know what a sucker punch is, sucker punch is when you punch somebody when they're not even looking at you. Like, they have no idea. You hit them, you're not, like, squared off with them. You're not, like, sitting there, hey, come on, you put your hands up, you're going to fight. It's basically somebody's walking along, like the old knockout game. That's a sucker punch. And somebody's just walking, and then you just walk them inadvertently from the side, punch them, and knock them the fuck out. It's a sucker punch. I've been sucker punched. Got sucker punched in one time in high school. We had a little race riot in Coconut Creek High School one year, right there in the outside by the atrium area. Buddy of mine, Steve, I can't remember his name at the time, got into a little fight with a guy named Jeff Wright. Remember that kid? Black kid, Jeff Wright. And everybody just started talking, and I was standing there. I had three or four football players behind me, white kids. Black kids started getting up there. Next thing you know, I get punched in the side of the face from somebody on the other side, black kid. Where's the football players? They're all gone. Just me and this other kid, Steve, who knew karate as well. And we got a little puffed up, and I got in a position and kind of backed off. I had a reputation by then. And whoever that coward was who sucker punched me scampered away like a puss. Some people get confused between a sucker punch and a bitch slap. See, there's a big difference between a sucker punch and a bitch slap. Sucker punch, you can kill somebody. For example, man who fatally punched stranger surrenders. This is, you know, some fucking old guy. It's on video. You got to pull it up. Man who allegedly fatally sucker punched a stranger in Queens was arraigned on just an assault charge on Tuesday after a count of criminally negligent homicide was dropped by prosecutors, official said. Matthew Smith, 42, who turned himself in at the 75th Precinct Station House in East New York on Monday, originally was slapped with both counts. But on Tuesday, he faced only a charge of assault with intent to cause personal injury. The attack on Gorman is colloquially known as a one-punch homicide in most instances. There is no proof of any felonious intent, according to the Queen's DA. The guy died. Patrick Gorman was walking near Queens Boulevard and Main Street in Briarwood when he bumped into Smith's 39-year-old girlfriend, Elena Makarova. I heard she's a tennis player. Just after midnight on June 26, police sources said. Excuse me, Gorman said, 64-year-old dude, before Smith belted him in the face. Surveillance video shows Smith punching Gorman, who is seen falling squarely on his back as the duo calmly ambled off and walked away. I guess that's what ambling off means. Gorman tried to get back on his feet, then collapsed. He was taken to Jamaica Hospital, where I was born, where he died the next morning, police said. This attorney had the nerve to actually say my client has only one prior conviction, which he received 5 years probation. Obviously, the guy's got anger management issues. Right? Can you imagine if that's your dad? Your dad was just going to the fucking store and he lives in New York and so he bumps into somebody and says, excuse me, and this fucking clown hits him. The guy said, excuse me. He punched the fucking old man in the face. The guy ended up getting caught because his wife was mouthing off about it on Facebook. Yeah. I've seen people get sucker punched. And I remember being in a club in Fort Lauderdale and saw somebody sucker punch somebody, and I went ballistic. Actually, had to go to court and everything from the damage I put on that fucking fool. It's kind of interesting, though, because in the court, the guy who sucker punched the guy was 6'3" and about 265 pounds. And at the time, I was like 200 pounds, 5'9". And they were trying to say that the guy was in fear for his life for me. Yeah. Don't sucker punch people. If you're going to do it, just do the bitch slap. Right? Now this guy's going to spend time. Hopefully this guy goes to jail. I can't believe that. You know, I don't know what the fuck, how the charges could have been changed. It's disgusting. Right? Dad's your uncle, your family members walking in the store and some guy, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, ma'am. And then the boyfriend punches him in the fucking face. They didn't even have an excuse. It wasn't because Trump won. The guy was pissed. Eh, just an angry black guy. Whatever. Just going to punch this old man in the fucking face. 60-year-old dude, yeah. I'm just going to punch him because I'm a big, tough guy. I'm going to prove that I'm a man. And the thing that amazed me when you watch this video on this here, by the way, his girlfriend just keeps walking, sees the whole thing, doesn't give a fuck. If I happened to just lose my mind one night and I did that, my wife would be like, what the fuck is the matter with you? And she'd go help the guy. This lady, his girl, he had a dumb old man bumped into me. What a level of intolerance. And it just disgusts me that this is the kind of shit that's going on. And this is, you know, we're talking about this thing about our country and our president. These are people on our street. They have no souls. They don't give a fuck about anything. Yeah, they cheat the system. Right? That's what a good portion of America has become. A bunch of people that, you know, I'm not going to work. I'm not going to do that job. If it doesn't pay me this, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. That's right. I'm going to just, you know, whatever. You know, and that's it. There's a lot of these people that they find boyfriend, girlfriends, right? And they mooch off them. They don't do shit. It's fucking criminals. It's time to step up, everybody. Start doing something. If you realize you're useless, then, you know, just jump off a fucking building. That's what everybody should do right now. If you're useless and you're just a big fucking, like a weight on society, just go to Trump Tower and jump off it. Then you'll get some press. And then you can blame him. It was Trump's fault because he's president. My life's miserable. If Hillary Clinton would have been president, my life would have just been fantastic. But now that Trump's president, oh my God, I'm going to kill myself. He's such a bigot and a racist. Nobody knew him before, no one knew anything about him. But now that he's president, I got to worry about what he does. Don't worry about Trump. The only people need to worry about Trump is other countries and stuff. Let them worry about it. Anyway, I'm pissed. I'm tired of talking about it. right? That's it. Let's move on, everybody. Welcome to the new realm. It's interesting to see the Republicans now getting back to try to work out. Welcome, Mr. President. That's the exciting part about me about the whole Trump campaign. Who the fuck wants Hillary in there? She's been there forever. She's useless. Come on. Let's fess up to that. She's terrible. We don't know what he's going to be. He's not a politician. He's not an insider. Let's hope that this guy goes in there, gets a nice consortium of people together, and tries to actually get things done. Let's get the fucking country working again. But it's almost like, you know, being the president of this country, trying to get the country to really work again, is like having lazy fucking kids that are all drug addicts and shit. Come on, you guys got to go to school. Fuck you, Mom. I'm not going to school. Fuck you. I'm going to stay home and drink. Get me a beer. Come on, you guys got to go to school and get an education. Be smart, you know, and like take challenge. Fuck you. The world's crazy. It's going to kill me anyway. Did my Social Security check come in? Did my unemployment money come in? Is my girlfriend here to pick me up to take me out yet? Anyway, that's all we have time for in the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Again, I want to thank Bob Lee for joining us today. And next week, all new shows, of course, will be back. By the way, this Saturday, I'm going to be at the Colony West Country Club in Tamarack, Florida, along with Gene Marola and our special guest, Jesse Valiz. Got his comedy start at Tavolino's. And so that's going to be a good show out there. And then I'm going to be at Brevard Comedy, a place called PC Keats, and some other shit going on. I got to tell you, just go to DougieAlmeida.com. I got a bunch of dates coming up. Real excited about that. Going to be in Cuyahoga Falls at the Funny Stop in December. So look for those dates for my friends out there in Ohio. And aside from that, follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. You can join our fan page on Facebook for the show, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And, of course, my fan page, The Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida. And that's it. Oh, we have a Twitter follower here on our show, Wake Up Dougie. Please do that. And, by the way, subscribe to us at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Comment, make whatever, say whatever. I don't give a shit. I got a thick skin. But thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week right here at the same spot. People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. A beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They gasped the limits of imagination.